Here we were for 20 minutes, since you were late. You know, I can forget it. Tears or no tears, just remember that. Now that you won me over. Okay. What we do have to know is that there is that moment when, that's right, you feel that good breath. That's the one I was waiting for last week. It was a little bitty breath last week that released itself. This large one is the one that I'm interested in now. And there's nothing you can do. You can't make it happen. You have to know that that's there. And you have to be so free on the inside that it just kind of breathes itself when you stop. One thing that we have to learn, and I want to build this attitude into the technique for all my singers and for myself, and that is that once the class begins, or once the rehearsal begins, or once you're in that dressing room getting ready for your performance, nothing in your life matters except the thing that you're starting out to do. And we have to make that a technique. The mind absolutely has to turn off like clockwork to whatever is in the back, whatever happened all day, whatever happened between us in the last 20 minutes, to the opera that you're going to perform, to old loves, to the psychiatry lesson that you had this morning. Everything stops. And all we do is step by step, the thing that comes next in the lesson, or starting with act one in the rehearsal, or with your entrance in the performance level. So let that become ingrained in you. Let it be so much that somebody would say to you, "My God, you were in tears just 20 minutes ago." "Yes, but that was 20 minutes ago. Now I have another work to do." So you even learn to compartmentalize your hurt, compartmentalize your anger, your suffering, your anxieties. Those all belong in another part of your life. Okay, I want you to remember that. Good. On the left side, Mary, could you release your hip, your left hip, a little bit? And as you release it, good, good, good. You did that from within. And what happens is that your body becomes more symmetrical. Okay? So you're just a little bit turned this way. You feel it? And I'd like this part of you to just float, release itself down to the floor. I would like you to make yourself symmetrical to the sofa. You're a little bit lopsided, and part of it is this part of you. Rearrange yourself once again. Now start. When you rearrange yourself, what you did was you moved more to the left than, so you didn't really make the correction. You don't have a sense of that. All right. What, did you notice how you moved on to the left? And yet it's the left side that has too much. But this part of you isn't even. You know that I keep doing that symmetrical thing, the vertical and the horizontal? It's right in here. Mary, let me show you what you're like. Your lie down on what you feel. Your vertical, you go here, but your center line is, if you feel it? Okay, see, yeah. I want the center line. Look, this is your center line. Now rearrange this part of your hip. Move towards me.
Move towards you?
Yeah, move. It's like sort of move this hip a little bit towards me. That's what we're
doing. Oh, I see.
You see, see what happened?
Okay.
Yes. See, now I want this. I want this to be even.
Awesome.
I want this was a deep thing that you didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that first of all, when you got yourself kind of naturally into position, you were still a little off on this side. Then when I say make the correction, you made the further correction
mm-hmm.
on this side.
Mm-hmm.
So that is very possibly throwing you off when you walk.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. See, so we have been looking at shoulders, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the breasts being equal, the rib cage being equal.
Mm-hmm.
Now what we have to do is know the hip bones want to be symmetrical mm-hmm. also. And that this center line is even, and then the feet, right, go even. I don't want this foot tucked over this way.
Mm-hmm.
I want the knees even, the ankles even, and
oh,
I want
yeah.
the hips
okay.
even. Good. Okay, that's all for now. Now what I'd like you to do is, you're going to get up.
Mm-hmm.
I want you, do you know your music by heart?
I haven't quite memorized.
Quite good, then you hold the book.
Yeah.
But what I'd like you to do is walk onto the center of Holy Road, and not as an audition, but as a performance.
Oh.
As though you were holding the book. And let me just see what you are like when you present yourself into the proper part on the stage and sing.
Okay. You want me to actually sing?
Yes, please. But, you can sing lightly.
Okay.
But it's your body behavior and interpretation that I'll be looking at. I don't want you to doubt
I got two scores, so you can write.
But that's fine. Uh-huh.
And I brought a synopsis of I couldn't find the...
I know what talents it's is this when she's combing her hair, or what?
This is at the very last aria she sings when he comes in. Oh, she knows he's going to come and kill her.
Does she know?
He's been acting real weird.
I know, but does she know?
Yeah, she's frightened. She knows something's going to happen.
She's
singing the Willow song.
Yeah,
she
she's
knows.
Very sad. Sit down a minute. I want to know if she knows.
My feeling is that she does, and she's sort of given up. And she has said goodbye to her maid. Her maid comes back, and her maid is leaving. She says, adia. And as her maid is leaving, she screams back for a million, goodbye. She'll never see her again.
Do you have the
whole
story there?
No, this is not the whole story.
You have just the part.
Yeah, but I can tell you there's this one in the middle of Salce. She goes, wait, I hear something. And she gets really frightened. And she's singing this song about death. The Willow
yeah.
song is about death.
I know.
And then the next song she sings when she leaves is the Ave Maria. She's like saying the prayer.
Yes, that's
dies.
Right. Uh-huh. I can't accept that though.
Well, I mean, it's kind of hard for anyone to believe that your husband
that you're
gonna is
gonna
actually
killed.
Gonna kill
that's
you.
That's right.
But
you can feel
she really feels
mm-hmm.
right that something terrible's gonna happen to her. She's saying goodbye to her
that's
very
right.
dearest
uh-huh.
friend in this because the music gives it away. It's not so much the dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
It's the music because I sang the Willow song
mm-hmm.
a couple of years ago. And at the end it goes, bong,
mm-hmm.
four times, like the tolling of the bells.
Mm-hmm.
And on the fourth one, she on this high A note,
mm-hmm.
Emilia, Emilia, Dio, Dio, Dio.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
like she
mm-hmm.
knows, this is it, I'll never see you again. It's like the tolling of the bells, the whole
mm-hmm.
thing, it's like leading up to that. And then right after that, very sweet, da da da,
mm-hmm.
Ave Maria. You know, she's like saying her prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And then he comes in right after that, and they have a complication and strangles her.
Mm-hmm. Forebodings is a good word that they have here.
Mm-hmm.
Forebodings. Is better than she knows he's going to kill her. See, I think you'd have to be careful of saying things like that.
Yeah.
You see, I think the word forebodings makes it even more poignant. Because we all have forebodings. You had forebodings the last night, you know, before your fellow, you know, before you parted.
I also had an intuition that he'd be there. I felt like it might be set up, and I was nervous about going.
What did you do? Go to a party?
No. I had to return something to a friend of his.
Uh-huh.
He's living in Venice. Why would he be showing up at 10 in the morning in the middle of Hollywood?
Okay. Yeah.
But I was real nervous. I had this, like, you know, sometimes your gut.
There are about premonitions.
Yeah, intuitions. I think women are very close to that or something.
I've had those premonitions myself. Look, I want to just read this to you. In her bedroom, Desdemona, attended by Amelia, this is Act 4, prepares for bed. This is a very good one, that's why I'm bothering to.
Mm-hmm.
But somber thoughts occupy her mind. She is expecting Othello and asks Amelia to lay on the bed the robe which she wore on her wedding night. He's already struck her and he's kicked her and whatever. But her thoughts keep revolving about death. But you see, it's not death, and you said it yourself, it's not death specific.
Mm.
It's death that comes from such a sadness.
Mm-hmm.
And you might say it's a metaphor. It's like death of the love, or death of her youth,
mm-hmm.
or death of the happiness in her life.
Mm-hmm.
It's that kind of sadness and melancholy, and it's before you know what to do. You don't know where to put yourself. You can't cry, and there's something you want to cry, yet you have nothing quite to cry about. So you begin to sort of think of all the times your mother had a maid that once, you know, became pregnant, you're sensitive to everything in the world that touches of sadness and longing and yearning and impossible, you know, things in life, and that's what you dwell on. And the song her mother's servant Barbara used to sing will not leave her mind. And then she says, while Amelia is combing her hair, she sings that song, the poor soul sat pining. See, that's what, and for you to equal yourself to a maid, to your mother's maid, and that's what's so sad, is that you've been brought, you know, the first lady of Venice married to Othello, the great conqueror, you and your mother's maid Barbara are just in the same place. She had nothing, and you have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You have just one friend, Amelia.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, there are moments in your life when you think, and you can sort of, suddenly you see yourself, well, you know, my mother used to have maids, European maids from Europe, you know, these poor souls, you know, really without any beauty, without, that's what I would see myself as, you see, so that's what is happening in her mind. Then, the song, Desdemona adds, always ended like this. He was born to live in glory, and I to love him and to die. The song, you see, you take that sudden, to Amelia, from the song.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see? So that it becomes all very poetic, and because you don't know how else to express these very frightened, vague, sad, longing, yearning feelings. Then, alone with her forebodings, it's more spooky if they're just forebodings. You can't put your finger on a foreboding.
Right.
See, it's like that thing that you felt that morning. She kneels on the prayer bench and begins to say just her prayers. Begins to just say Ave Maria, and soon her prayer takes on an intense fervor. She says a second Ave Maria, audible only in part, then goes to bed and falls asleep. Doesn't that make more sense than for you to blithely say, oh, she knows she's going to get it tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, so I mean, it has a mistiness to it. Very strong, very powerful, but but dense, like you can't say why, and Amelia can't, and all those were tears.
I think I was really influenced by Renata Skolka's interpretation.
Uh-huh.
Because when I saw her, I just had the feeling she knew she was going to get it from the moment she sang her own song.
Look, I think that this is what can happen.
Mm-hmm.
That when you start your singing, you know, from the yellow thing, you have to go through the foreboding and speak to Amelia and tell her, you remember your mother's servant? She used to sing this song. And remember that the phrase, he was born to glory and I to love and die. That's all I can think of, Amelia. It's been good night, dear. I'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then she sits down and I'll be okay. You know, see, and then she doesn't know what to do with herself.
Mm-hmm.
She just, so you see, that knowledge can sort of, but not here, it's suddenly your whole body can just flip over, you know, on, as you
mm-hmm.
do your Ave Maria.
Mm-hmm. That was really good.
Takes a
deep.
Yeah,
what she just did was really amazing.
Oh, good. Well, that's.
I mean, it was like you really did that. You really felt that.
That's right. You see. So that's. I think that's where. You see. That's. And now what I want is for you not to go to that, but could you go to the beginning of the fourth act, even though you don't know it?
Oh,
just sort of say the words. Do you know the music?
I know the music.
Good. Very. You know why, dear? You can't come to Ave Maria without beginning it with me. You see, you've got to move into it. Then when you know it very well, you can recall those feelings. See, this is, Ave Maria is a growth out of the opening of Act 4.
Yeah, it is. It actually is.
Yes, you see, and you're doing it again, dum-dum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like my girls jumping to the end. But do it.
Oh, no, I'm just doing this for the Christmas party.
That's right. See, but to really know how to do it, you must at least start at the beginning of Act 4.
As a matter of fact, whenever this aria is done, it's always done with this one.
Ah, yes. Yes, good. Why don't you do that?
Well, I think, I just think it's too much to
too
try
much.
And do.
Oh, if yes, because it's only 26 more days or so.
Right.
That's true.
And to get my voice in shape for this one.
I see. Well, what
it
we
looks
will
simple,
do,
but it's tough.
What I want you to do is to work on it in the acting class with me from the beginning, so that as you reach the Ave Maria, you will recognize the emotions. Then what we should do is have another lesson where you just move into the Ave Maria and see whether you can just think, like it's like you think those emotions and have them there for what you need. Good. Take that chair, and right now, don't worry about standing up because it's all too new. Pretend really that you're at your dressing table. See, you know, because so sitting is fine. Don't prepare yourself. Don't make it good. What I'd like you to do is very lightly. Let me see. This is the way I'd like you to do it. Gualtier Marte, nona di lui amata, ti scopo. Just very lightly, just sort of very delicately allowing the emotions to sort of swim into you. This is just first time. I don't want you to see, because you don't know them yet.
Right.
You see? So let them just kind of grow, and then we'll do it again, and it will grow more and more. Till finally there's a kind of a large tapestry, and it got there, and you don't quite know how.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. You say that a lot.
It got there.
You say that a lot, that it starts in this like little stitch and ends up doing this.
That's right. What it does is I want it. See, I don't want you to put it on. You know, but I'd like to sort of get the seed in it, the seed in it, and then it takes care of itself on the inside, you know?
Right, and that's sort of like the more that you repeat yourself to me, anyway, like I can hear it intellectually. actually, and then that's when I just go, wham, right inside me, like, it's like a feeling.
That's what I mean. So we know that the way to reach that is, like, as I told you, Lori Green, I just sat her on the floor so she wouldn't act.
Right.
And what she did was she just let the feelings kind of come. That's what I'd like you to do now. I won't let you finally not stand and, you know,
yeah.
and present it, because those same feelings have to be there when you just stand up, you know, in
yeah.
front of a group of people. But this is the way to let them grow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And have a good time. What did you say?
That song is evening, but I'm not leaving.
Did you mean it when you sang it? You didn't mean that. Okay, that's why I stopped you.
I was thinking of it.
Yes, you were. I want you to do both, even though you do both very lively the first time around. I don't want you to get into the habit of giving a musical effect without meaning what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to do that because you've not practiced it with
mm-hmm.
thought. You must move thought and music together. They are one.
Mm-hmm.
Go back and just a little bit.
Oh, this is...
That's all right. I want that. And as you're doing it, you know, I don't want to hammer at you too much because you really weren't prepared to do this in the class
mm-hmm.
today. I want you to think about it. I want you to mean what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
It, sometimes I can see that your mind slides a little bit away from what you're really saying
mm-hmm.
to just singing. But that singing disconnected from thought, you may not do that.
Okay.
Good. Thank you. when I say that to me. See it. Did you feel it?
Yeah.
It's a wee turnaround. This is that kind of tree. Do it again. Now say that, those three words.
Sing them.
Feel it.
Yeah.
That's what it does. You create a world of music when you really think, when you mean, or when you feel what you have sung.
Mm-hmm.
It comes by itself. That's why you must continue to do it. You see the quality, the musical qualities that were had when you had the image. It really was. See, so you were really doing what the composer wanted. The point is, you do it more. You do more of what he wants when you have thought connected to that. Okay. Look, what's your fellow's name? The guy that you saw yesterday.
Larry.
If you were having a last meeting with him, would you say to me, "Oh, Beatrice, would you please leave now? Here comes Larry."
No.
Say it. That word Larry would have a quality to it. You said, "Here comes a teller."
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Go back. Speak to him. No, see, there you didn't feel anything. You just kind of recited. Yeah. What do you feel?
I feel anxious.
Okay, if that's what you feel, it would be, you know, please leave. Look, I'm saying to Mary, would you please go? I'm expecting a call from my son Dickie, my son John, from my daughter. My daughter, in that word is my heart. So Otello, I'm expecting my husband Otello to come. It's not anything special, but the word, it's filled with fear or love or worship or my Lord or obedience or timidity or foreboding. It's filled with something.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to feel it. It's got to come from inside, Mary.
And you.
The southern part.
Yeah, good. Now go to Avonlea. Okay. So now you're in the right mood, you know, and you've talked to her. Mm-hmm. Now so you're going to say, you start to say your prayers, filled with such a loneliness, such longing.
You know, when this is done, it's almost as though this is an album. And yet I'm in this confusing thing because I'm not sure how to do it in a recital.
Well, I think it would be something like this.
Go ahead, leave me. I must wait for Otel. And I will say my prayers. Now I'm going to let it really deeply go down here. Oh, Father, without your hand. Do you feel what I did? I made the deepest part silenced in here. But this part of me is as though somebody's overhearing it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, and that's what I don't really feel. Do you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
It's very quiet. It's almost as though I'm saying it to myself. I think that's the way to do it. It's just, it's a kind of a technique. It's like when you say, I love you,
mm-hmm.
very intimately on stage, and they can know, I love you. I love you very much. I love you. You feel like it's intimate, but it could be heard.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do.
Well, the whole premise of it being a quiet prayer anyway is a very private prayer.
Yeah. And it's as though we are overhearing you.
Yeah.
So get the feeling that the prayer is very personal, very private, and send that part down and let this part come out. If you do the both, then you won't feel as though you're violating the moment. See, mm-hmm. if you just do like this, Father Maria, you know,
right.
see, that's
right.
what will bother you. But if you go like that, it will be good.
I'm going to kind of
stand up.
Well, I just, you know, haven't had a sleep on my voice. Is just
oh,
nothing.
Very little.
So
yes,
just,
very little. Yeah.
I'm not singing. I'm going to like lower it. And
oh, sure. Because I'm not interested in that. All
yeah.
I'm interested in is your mental.
My ego.
Your what?
My ego is the singer. You have to let people know that is really annoying.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I wanted to do this. Why don't you cross yourself just for now while you're singing that? So see, you're not with it. You're not. It hasn't gone down. So like this, and put your head to the side like this. Like when you do it, to really feel like it, you know, like it really suffering. That's the idea. Crosses. Okay. Do you know the words almost?
Oh, no, almost. This is the fashion. This is the hardest part for you. Recipe, first part, yes.
Uh-huh. What I'd like you to do is just, I don't care, if you miss a word,
yeah.
just go da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
But what I want you to do is feel the ocean. I think you have to do it this way. I'm going to do it by counting to 10, but the words are the same.
Okay.
It would be like this.
Hey, that's really good. I love it.
great. You can even do it with the numbers 1 to 10. Yeah. All I want is for you to internalize it. See, you stayed waited too long before you rang this to me. You know what? You need me to say internalize it, because you're only doing the singing part.
Yeah.
There is no such thing, really. You know, I told Joe, you must have the thought and bring the thought and that sort of nagging to the first music lesson. It doesn't have to intrude in any way. You know, all you should do is breath and whatever.
Right.
But you've got to know that these things are there so that you don't suddenly come upon these ideas and after having rehearsed the song, bare mm-hmm. of context.
Right.
Good. Now try it now with just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay. Mary, did you feel the difference?
Yeah.
And you notice that when you first did your 1 to 10, you didn't feel anything.
Mm-hmm.
You went, you were on the outside, and then suddenly you went into it, and then I could see. Because we have discovered that you have real, strong, dramatic, you're a bundle when you get going. So you do have that, and I began to see the spark in your eye. So you see how you can sing out, and still feel...
I felt like my voice was going in, though. The more I got into it, all of a sudden, it just all was going in. You know what I mean? You know?
Well, you see, but that's because this is the first thing. So,
yeah, right.
And remember, I think we had that same experience when you were playing Santuzzi. When you remembered your brother being lost, when you first did, you went all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to bring that memory and make it useful in the acting.
Right.
You see, because you do have so much emotion, Mary, really so much, that once it's tapped, it's like a geyser, it comes out.
Yeah.
And then we have to be careful, because it's not always exactly right.
Right.
See, you know, I believe in precision. I mean, much as I say think, the music has to be precise, the thought has to be, everything has to be right on, but it has to be like a powerhouse.
It's just like music, it has to be in time.
Yeah. Shut your eye for a moment and then go to the count 10 and keep it up for quite some time and let it grow a lot louder.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay. Now, okay. I'll start. See if you can do this. But I'd like you to feel as though, while we're doing this as an exercise, I'd like you to do this first. And really make it, it has to go in. It has to be like this. Did you know that I felt that on the inside? Could you tell?
Yeah.
You could feel something in my inside me went this way and went that way. So I was really physically feeling that symbol. I want you to do that. And you can't just do this. See, that's the outside. It has to be something else. And then I'd like you to start.
Relaxing, let the spirit of your beauty sweep through. not in the distance. All in the distance. Deep breath ahead.
That's right, keep going.
It's not in the distance.
Put your hands in prayer now. Put your fingers like this. And let the fingers say for you what the arms can't say for yourself. Feel it in your fingers. Keep going. Now put your hands open up. Yield your head to one side. Let it be clear. Let it be clear. Feeling connected to it.
Yeah.
You feel that you're really deep in prayer.
Yeah. I'm not as deep as I'd like to be,
yes,
but I am feeling.
You're getting there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. You're not there. I can tell. That's why I keep saying do this.
Yeah.
I'm trying to build that.
But I am feeling.
Yes. Because
I feel kind of a warmth or something.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So you know, the prayer is this. It's that. It's really all alone, and it's like, what should I do? You know, I have nothing. You know. So it's eyes, it's hand, it's head, it's pain. You are like, I mean, the queen, you know, what's her name? Desdemona is like the lowest peasant, you know, and her pain sticking out all over her, right? But now I'm going to let you read the words, but I want you to cross your... And by the way, when you did this, you were there. When you first began. Weren't you? So you see how
it started. When I got down here, I was there.
Yeah, see, when you first did it, but when you did, by the time you got here, you see how one can have. How can I know that you weren't quite there of this, and yet that on the inside something had happened? Because it's what it does to your hand on the outside, and the quality of your hand as it moves across your chest is what reads to me. Then we, and now what you have to do is, you will have gaps in your internal feeling, because you're used to seeing this without feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, so don't worry about them. I know that they're there, you know that they're there. But now that you know what's really required, little by little as you work, you will get it.
Okay.
So let me see you really go now through the whole song.
Okay. This is so beautiful. I mean, the whole piece just goes a lot with everything that you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It makes sense. It really does. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with anything with this?
Not greatly with the opera. You know, I know the play very
right.
well.
Yeah.
And I know that I've seen Otello, but I'm not, you know, that close with it.
This is really
wonderful. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know what I feel like I should have thought when I first started.
That's right.
Because that helps me a lot.
Yeah, uh-huh. Amelia has just left, right?
Yeah.
And you said goodnight, oh, don't go, and then you said go ahead. Mm-hmm. I must prepare myself for sleep. You know, I don't think it's a thought you need so much as it's a feeling. You know, there's a slight difference between it. So for me, you'll be standing, you know, like, go ahead. And I think it's like the thought really, I must be alone to pray. But really what it is it's in the eye, it's the feeling that I am so helpless. You know, mother, you know, is it all in the rear? It's I bring my helplessness to you. And I think it's that, watch this. You feel? So it's mute. I think that instead of a book, you should have a thing of muteness, and it's that God looks down on those in your condition. You know, God helps those who suffer that greatly.
Right.
And your suffering just reveals itself in, you know, if you were on stage, you might even have a little kneeling thing, you know, with, you would say, look, wash my face. You feel it? It's all in my eye. And I'm not saying anything. I'm just, my eye is saying, I am so weak, help me. I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to live with myself. Mm-hmm. I know something terrible is happening in my life and I'm helpless. Mm-hmm. What shall I do? Mm-hmm. So don't actually say the words, but feel it in some part of your body. You can even feel it maybe in your hand. Let's put the book down for a minute and let's do this as an exercise. Raise your hand appealingly, like this. Do you feel what it does to you?
Yeah.
Yes. So I think maybe it's that you would need. So if you were standing, let's stand for a moment. And you're going to sing. If the head were at an angle like this, you know, Mary is going to sing, and she plays the music. And you see, I'm tilting my head. I'm doing very little because it's just a recital, not an opera. So in this thing, it reminds me of my hopelessness. I give you this, and you don't have to use that. But I'm just trying to help you find something that does it for you while you're standing there. Now do it yourself. Find something. Stand there. Move onto the middle part of the rug.
See, I think that can't be enough in a recital.
But see, don't do that. Now find your own equivalent of that. But you see what that does for you. Now you can do one eighth of that. But it's to have it happen inside of you.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. It's better, but it's not good. One, because it's nowhere. See, it's neither nothing nor something. And also, it didn't really bring you to that same place, Mary, did it?
No.
It didn't. See, so what
kind of got halfway up.
That's right, yeah. And I also think that you arrived at your place too obediently. You went like this, and watch my leg. See, you were
shocked. Yeah, right?
See,
yeah.
And see, this thing doesn't turn itself into beauty.
Right, just because your pianist plays four notes.
So you really have to...
Yeah.
Okay? So it's the attitude that you brought with you as you came to stand there was missing. So what you need for attitude is this. I think you have to very lightly to carry the thought of the kind of music that you're going to sing. Very reverent music. See? So your body has to very lightly, it's like the lightest printing all over your body. It goes like this. See, you don't act, you just walk on stage. But all through my body is this song that I'm going to sing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see what I did? See, I never had to break into the song because I just carried it very lightly all the way with me. Move from the doorway to the middle of the stage. And just chiffon underneath the skin that says this prayerful song. Okay, everybody, Mary Adair is going to sing next. three, four, four, three, three.
Ave Maria, plena de gracia.
Keep going. Did you feel it?
Yeah.
All right, we'll do it once more. That's the way it goes.
Okay.
Does it feel right?
Yeah, I can still bring my hands up in prayer, but not end up like that.
Oh, sure.
And just hold my hands
right
there.
Yeah, exactly like this, you see. But it's all very delicate. And see, for recital one doesn't. But what you have to do is have it all on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
See, and you don't make great lavish, you know, gestures in recital. It's how you move on. But don't do it, don't scream it to the world. Just have it gently laid out there. It's like a pattern, and the pattern just emerges when you start to sing. What you want to encourage in your next lessons with Marion. And one thing you have to be careful about. One, I don't want your fingers to be
white.
No. See, and mostly I would like it like this. Or like this. Or like this. You see, once you, get them up there, you can do this. And then like this. But also now watch your eyes. If when you sing, if you go like this, sit down. Look. If you never see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, you see this?
Mm-hmm.
That's no good. It's 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. See, I'm doing the Mother Mary, but I'm taking everybody in the room. Did you see how more interesting it is?
Yeah. When you're having, how Mary's house is.
Yes, very crowded.
Okay, very crowded. When you're in that setting, and you're seeing all these people, right in front of you, do you give them eye contact? Or in this piece, you really can't, can you? Because it's as if no one's there.
That's
very
right.
Quiet.
See, you don't give eye contact, but you have to change your eye position. Because, you see, so I'm not saying look at their eyes, because it's too difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what I'm doing is this. Now, I'm going to really play you, and I'm going to look in your direction, but I'm not going to embarrass you or me by giving eye contact. So it's, I'm listening to the music.
You feel?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see? I mean, you are interested in where my eyes are moving,
mm-hmm.
but never once did I make you uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So, because when I started, I really did look at your shoulder,
mm-hmm.
which let you see my eyes. Then you came with me while I was thoughtful in this way. And you came with me while I had a sort of a transferring idea. And you came with me while another idea raised my head to Mary in heaven. And then you came with me as it's my thoughts that are changing.
Mm-hmm.
And the eyes sort of follow the thoughts. Does that make
mm-hmm.
sense?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you have to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you must practice that while you're with Marion.
Right.
Now that it's getting, 26
right.
more days, you while you're singing, you must include you've done enough work on the technique.
Mm-hmm.
You mustn't, unless she says stop everything and just do this. No, then I understand. But unless she stops you,
mm-hmm.
you must include this and that, because you've got to keep this free while the eyes are up. And,
mm-hmm.
at this point you must coordinate all your techniques
mm-hmm.
so that you must be practicing thinking, eye position, hand gesture, along with the vocal technique. It all becomes one package.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good.
Yeah. Okay,
you
know? Great. There's one more, can I just ask
sure.
one more question about this piece? At the very end, it goes, she goes, Ave Maria, and then there's this, well, there's like four measures, and then she says, when we're deaf, we are dying, lying, and then she goes, very sweet, very soft. And then there's like six measures of very long, six measures of just playing and doing that thing.
What do I do during the 6 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, because of playing. Uh huh.
Yeah.
When you do the Ave very sweetly and
mm-hmm.
very high, it's as though poetry sometimes is so exquisitely beautiful that it matches your pain.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's what that's representing, is almost the exquisite beauty of the pain that you're suffering. God loves, Jesus suffered.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I said so that exquisite pain is expressed.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's expressed in that high, moving note, when you say Amen, it's as though you can stop for a very long time because you've reached a certain peace in it. So, look, I'm going to do this with. Did you feel comfortable?
Yeah.
So did I.
Yeah.
So what happened was, what it is, Mary, it's something that moves like this on the inside. So it was like, amen. And now I'm just going to show you how I feel on the inside. It's like,
mm-hmm.
See, and the reason it is easy to do it that way is because your body on the inside is finishing out the message, or you have received the message
mm-hmm.
in that sweetness of the last thing. And when you say amen, it's saying, be at peace, my child.
Mm-hmm.
And so you accept that message.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes like this, and it goes like this. And then you realize, yes, I've accepted. God has answered my prayer. And he brings you back, and he brings you back. And that can take all of those measures. So in a way, the composer has done you a great
service,
mm-hmm.
because he's giving you a chance to resolve it without anything, without words.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
something that goes on inside.
Okay, see, that and makes sense to you.
Yes, and when you do it again, when you're at Marion's, you must live that moment out too, and let it take whatever direction it will, but get used to doing the whole thing
right.
each time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
That sounds good.
Good. Okay, now, what is your situation in regard to the seminar?
Oh, I meant to call you about that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, nothing has to get to my ear.
Okay.